Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by the Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks. And Clark, as always, really appreciate you stopping in.
Hey, it's a pleasure. Thanks for asking, and always great to talk about Perry Community Schools.
Absolutely is, as we're enjoying the summer here. And, you know, there's still a few things. Obviously, the school board just had their July meeting on Monday. So, You know, talking about that, let's start off here with something at the legislator kind of perspective. The title fund freeze. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, we receive federal funds called title funds. And they go for a number of things, from reading to math. We use it also for reduced class sizes, so we have smaller class sizes. We use it for PD and different supplies. Last week, I got a letter from the federal government saying that there was a freeze on some of our title funds, Title II, III, and IV, which is a shock because Congress already has allotted the money, has approved the money to come to all public schools, and all of a sudden, a freeze was put on by our president. So it's a big deal, $220,000 just for Perry. And this freeze is in the billions of dollars for public schools. So we have some things to do. We got to talk about it. It affects every student, affects every staff member, and public schools need to be a priority, I feel, in society. And doing these kind of things shows it's not a priority. So we got some work to do to demonstrate the great things that public schools do for all the kids in the community. And right now we're in a title freeze fiasco.
All right. Well, thanks for giving the update about that. So moving on, of course, on Monday's meeting, you got an update for Perry Elementary from SiteLogic.
You bet. We're working with SiteLogic on renovation of Perry Elementary School. The first phase of it was with our Perry Elementary playground. So people will start to see a lot of demo being done and is getting completed. We have grading that's going on right now. And then by July 28th, we want to start seeing the playground structure going up. So that's going to be exciting. We want to have things wrapped up with that by August 15th.
Okay.
And that includes, again, grading and seating, and also what's called the pour in place, which is a great surface for safety of kids. And so that's going to be a great thing to see, both in the front and the back.
Okay. Yeah. And I mean, yeah, so that's about a month from now. So yes, Obviously hoping to be here before the new school year.
You bet. Okay. Absolutely. That was our goal.
Okay. Awesome. Well, there we go. Again, speaking here with the Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks. And Clark, of course, like I mentioned, we're here in the summer, but new school year is right around the corner. And so just kind of reminders about things. And I know a big thing you talked about before was the law on the personal electronics. So if you want to remind us about that.
Well, just overall, everybody will be getting schedules and updates on all the different things that will happen before school starts. And that'll come from each of the building principals and the buildings themselves. So we're going to be getting that information out, schedules, calendar, starting times, start to get the mind and soul ready for school. One other thing that was passed by our Iowa legislator was House File 782, titled Personal Electronic Devices in School. Again, more information will be coming out on it, but in a nutshell, it also will affect students, staff, myself, and it states it is the policy of the Perry Community School District, as well as every public school in Iowa, that students may not possess personal electronic devices on their person during instructional times of the school day. So I want to emphasize, this is a law. We all have to follow it, and we will follow it, but we mentally need to get ready for that. And we did have the same policy basically last year, but now it has become a law. Now we definitely will be enforcing that. And then for staff, during instructional time, personal electronic devices. If I'm in a situation where I'm supervising kids or giving a lesson or whatever the case might be, my phone will be put away also. So that will involve students, staff, admin, and the whole bit when we're in an instructional setting.
And Clark, I know, like you just mentioned, that this is a policy you guys kind of have ran before. Did you see improvements? Maybe talk about some of the benefits that you maybe have seen or that you think can happen.
You bet. I think that everything in life is about a balance, and there's a balance in using the cell phones. And I think for many people, it's gone to the side that it has now become an addiction. It becomes a distraction. it becomes a source of, I think, damaging some of the self thoughts and just the information that they get and receive. So in a nutshell, it can be very negative. And I think the focus is becoming the best person you can be, and that is to stay focused, to get your work done, learn as much as you can to be a productive citizen. So that is going to be the key, not just to control, hey, get those phones away. No, it's about phones away, minds on, let's get focused. We got things to learn, got things to do. And that would have to be the attitude to take, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for sharing your stance on that. Before we let you go, you know, exciting, there's a couple of new additions. And so, yeah, you can go ahead and talk about them. I know you got one on the school board as well.
You bet. Dallin Christensen is our new SBO, school business official, and also is our board secretary and treasurer. And he had his first go around last night, did a great job. Dallin Christensen, then also new in the, as far as directors, Lila Siglin, head of PACES, replacing Mary Hillman, who did an outstanding job for us, as well as Kent Boltman in the SBO position. Dr. Mandy Ross will be replacing Kevin Vittiger, did a great job for us, and she will be doing that halftime. Mandy Ross, Dr. Ross, was an elementary principal when I was an elementary principal also, so we worked together there. And then she was our recovery coordinator after the January 4th incident. So she will be our director of teaching and learning. So looking forward to working with those people and wishing them the best, and love to have them at this Perry Blue Jay Country area. So
absolutely. Yeah. Can't wait to get to talk to them a little bit more. And of course, before we have school kind of ramp up again, what are things that you're doing to kind of get into that mode?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of infrastructure kind of things. Number one, the work with the renovation. There's always some work. Just had a meeting on technology and all the details that work with that. We're also looking at what do we need to do to help improve our instruction, to improve our student learning, because it's all about student success. It's about teaching and learning, and that's really the cornerstone of what we have to do. How are we going to get our PLCs better? Just having that growth mindset and looking at each of the areas, both academically, activity-wise. Mm-hmm. One big thing coming up is July 25th, which will be the big cookout max out that will be taking place by the turf room, in the turf room, and I think even in the parking lot. And that's where kids are going to be maxing out and seeing their growth physically and I think emotionally as they get stronger and quicker. So that's July 25th, starting at 9 o'clock, okay, at the Perry High School.
Awesome. Well, there we go. And again, that is the Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program as he goes ahead and puts those papers away right before he comes back on.
Put the papers away. I had the phone put away.
You did.
Did you notice that too? And we're staying focused on that, Shaquan. All right.
You're doing great. Hey, well, thanks so much for joining us today.
You bet. Hey, thank you. And as always, make it a great day.
Again, that's part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.